From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. The U.S. Senate Intelligence Committee Chairman Richard Burr said Wednesday the committee continues to investigate whether President Trump's campaign colluded with Russia in the 2016 presidential election to help propel him to victory. But Burr added, a clear picture of what happened is still developing. He said, what I will confirm is the Russian intelligence service is determined, clever, and I recommend that every campaign and every election official take this very seriously as we move into this November's election. Burr's remarks came as he released an interim report on the panel's investigation into Russia's interference in the 2016 presidential election and whether Trump's campaign colluded with Russia. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is denying reports that he is close to resigning. He strongly reaffirmed his support for President Donald Trump and his foreign policies. He made some comments after a bombshell news report from NBC detailing tensions between Trump and Tillerson. The NBC report said Tillerson had called Trump a moron following a meeting with other top officials at the Pentagon in July.
I'm not going to deal with petty stuff like that. I mean, this is what I don't understand about Washington. Again, you know, I'm not from this place, but the places I come from, we don't deal with that kind of petty nonsense. And it is intended to do nothing but divide people. And I'm just not going to be part of this effort to divide this administration.
But Tillerson did not directly deny that he had called the president a moron. He said he was not going to deal with that. Instead, praised Trump in his foreign policy goals. This is VOA News. President Trump is visiting Las Vegas, Nevada Wednesday as investigators continue to try to figure out why a gunman attacked a music festival from a hotel room high above, killing at least 58 people and then himself. Before he left, he spoke with reporters in Washington, said he will visit some of the 515 people wounded in the shooting and their families, as well as emergency workers. A UN watchdog group accuses North Korea of violence against its children, including torture, corporal punishment in school, and hard labor. North Korea is one of eight countries that was examined by a UN committee that monitors the implementation of the Convention on the Rights of the Child. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
Among its many concerns, the 18-member UN committee cites the lack of legal provisions in North Korea guaranteeing children will be free from torture and other cruel or degrading treatment or punishment. Committee member Kirsten Sundberg tells VOA the law in the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, or DPRK, does not prohibit child labor.
Children in DPRK spend a considerable amount of the time that should be allocated to education performing different types of labor.
Another disturbing practice is that of enlisting children 16 or 17 years of age into a military-style youth brigade for 10 years, where they are forced to work long hours at hard physical labor. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A chemical watchdog group says Syrian forces used sarin gas in an attack on an opposition-held town in March, 5 days before a deadly attack that drew a response from the U.S. military. The leader of the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons says a test conducted by the group showed sarin gas was used during an attack in northern Syria on March 30th. 50 people were reportedly injured in the attack. And the Catalonia region of Spain will reportedly declare independence from Spain on Monday. Spain is nearing a rupture that threatens the foundations of its young democracy and has unnerved financial markets. Pro-independence parties that control the regional parliament have asked for a debate and vote on Monday on declaring independence. King Felipe has accused secessionist leaders of shattering democratic principles and seeking to divide Catalan society. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.